Hey everyone, we do have an episode coming out this week. It'll be this Wednesday, January 18th. We apologize. I've been deathly ill for the past few days because I caught something because apparently since COVID is over, everyone is back to not washing their hands and coughing in each other's faces at Target. So that's what I've been recovering from.
But thank you for your patience. And that episode will be out Wednesday now that Kellen has stopped faking.
Also, as a fun but real tease for this episode, Dave and I just barely recorded it. I was in a car with a storm happening on all sides of me. And Dave was in an apartment that apparently has been infested by rats. Is that a true story, Dave?
That is true. I can hear them in the ceiling and in the walls. And it is as close to an Edgar Allan Poe experience as I can describe.
In the first apartment that Abby and I lived in, we kept hearing these scurrying sounds in the ceiling.
Oh, no.
And every once in a while, we'd see a squirrel run out. But it was so annoying that I finally got some rat poison. I open up the door to the tiny attic space and I just threw a bunch of the poison in. And then the scurrying stopped for a couple days and it was bliss. But then for a good month after that, our whole apartment just smelled like animal death.
Oh no.
And we were both like, we missed the scurrying.
This is a really dark Beatrix Potter story. I hope a parent got onto this episode with their kids expecting a book pile episode, was disappointed, but then their kids got to hear you tell a story about killing 20 squirrels.
Oh, no. To be clear, it was just one big, fat, ugly squirrel.
A racist squirrel.
It hated children and candy.
All right, see you Wednesday.